I thought first half was patchy. We had a couple of, we got a great goal. First half wasn't brilliant, but I thought second half we showed real courage and stuck at it and stuck to what we were trying to do, and eventually I felt got what we deserved. We deserved the 3 points, there's no doubt about it. We obviously missed a penalty as well. Ben's hit the inside of the post. We've had stuff flashing past the post over the bar. So we've had a lot of opportunities, and I have to give great credit to the players, honestly, because the last 20 minutes was what I want us to look like in every game when we're drawn or losing. That resilience, that drive, that desire to get it over the line. And it reminds me of really good Derry teams that I was a part of as a player in 06. We kept getting late goals, and that's maybe been missing a wee bit over recent months, but delighted. And to be honest, the bench helps there, because you're bringing top players in the country on. We 20, 25 minutes to go, that always helps. So we're delighted. The group's in a good place now.
Some players coming back from injury, Rory, and debutants playing. You know, Derry played really well, and some excellent debut there from McMullins especially.
Paul McMullins, I thought, was brilliant tonight. He hasn't kicked a ball. Well, he hasn't played a game of football for 2 months. And they get through 95 minutes at the standard he did, and he didn't look like he tired later on. He credit to himself. And if that's him when he's not fully match fit, then we can get really excited about what he can produce for us.
And another goal for Jamie McGonigal at home. So that's 2 in a row at home for him as well.
It's brilliant for Jamie. Again, he's at a tough season, and it's a great pass from Brandon, great finish, and I am delighted for Jamie, he got his goal.